Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden delivers the State of the Union tonight, a primetime speech giving him the chance to make the case for himself to a broad American audience, in many cases skeptical of his record. It comes before an expected announcement he will run for president again. NPR's Scott Detrow reports.
Biden told reporters he views the speech as a conversation with the American people. It will come as Biden sees momentum from a stronger-than-expected economy with low unemployment and cooling inflation. But Biden also faces challenges. A Republican-controlled House is launching investigations and threatening a standoff over the debt ceiling. And the Department of Justice is still investigating classified documents found at his home and private office. The president is expected to focus on the major bipartisan infrastructure law funding projects across the country, as he's been doing in recent weeks. Scott Detrow, NPR News, The White House.
Thousands of rescue workers the world over are pouring in to Turkey and Syria. They're joining the race to find earthquake survivors. An unknown number of people are trapped in the rubble of thousands of destroyed buildings. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more from Istanbul on the aftermath of yesterday's tremor and aftershocks.
Freezing winter temperatures, snow, and dozens of aftershocks are hampering efforts by more than 20,000 rescue workers as they search for survivors throughout the affected region. By midday in Turkey, the death toll from the quake surpassed 5,000 people, with more than four times that injured from the quake and its aftershocks. The World Health Organization warns the final death toll from the two countries could surpass 20,000. Dozens of countries, including the U.S., have dispatched search and rescue teams to Turkey. In Syria, the head of the Arab Red Crescent urged countries to lift their sanctions on the country and deliver the heavy equipment needed to rescue people. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Istanbul.
In East Palestine, Ohio, concerns over a catastrophic explosion have eased. The focus now is on cleanup and remediation after Friday's freight train derailment. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports officials released vinyl chloride, a hazardous and flammable chemical, resulting in a controlled explosion.
So the plan was about controlling the explosion when it occurred, where train parts landed, and limiting fumes in the air. And the company says it was a success.
Thousands of people remain displaced with no word on when they will be allowed to return home. Ukraine says increased shelling along the front in the eastern Donbas region have resulted in civilian casualties over the past day. But there's been a bit of a reprieve for Ukrainians in the south. The military says Russian warships carrying missiles have turned back due to rough seas. In Kyiv, parliament has voted to replace several officials, including those who died in a helicopter crash last month. And you're listening to NPR News. The FAA is proposing to fine United Airlines more than $1 million for allegedly failing to conduct a safety inspection on their 777 jumbo jets. NPR's David Shaper reports United denies the accusation.
The FAA alleges that in 2018, United removed a check of the fire system warning from its 777 pre-flight checklist. And for nearly 3 years, pilots did not conduct those mandatory pre-flight inspections. The safety regulator says United operated more than 100,000 777 flights over that time. United contends that it removed the inspection because it was redundant to a check done automatically, and that the airline did so with FAA approval. United adds in a statement that the safety of our flights was never in question, but the airline resumed the inspections in 2021. The $1.1 million fine is unusually high. United has 30 days to submit a formal response. David Shaper, NPR News.
Will moviegoers pay more for a better seat? The nation's biggest theater chain, AMC, is putting that question to the test, rolling out staggered ticket prices based on where viewers sit. The neck-craning front row is cheaper, seats in the middle, more expensive. 36 points are all that separate LeBron James from the all-time NBA scoring record of 38,352 career points. The Lakers star is expected to make history this week. Current record holder Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is expected at tonight's home game against Oklahoma City. James has been averaging about 30 points a game this season. The Lakers play again on Thursday. You're listening to NPR News.